As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Lynette Willingham sitting in for Kev. He is back with you tomorrow. So super duper excited for that. A lot for Kevin to chew on when he returns tomorrow. Lots happened since we last heard, from our pal Kevin Sheehan. So make sure you keep it locked on the Team 980 all afternoon long. Chris Russell comes your way in about a half hour. Currently got the TV on in studio. Hyattsville native Francis Tiafo.
Yeah, you know, I turned it on, and then I was dealing with this car thing, so I kind of forgot.
So what's up with the car thing?
I got to take it to the dealership. I have to find a Hyundai dealership that will take my car inside of the next week, and they are all booked out. So
That's tough.
I'm trying to find the words. I'm very angry. But, you know, it is how things go when you own a vehicle.
That's
it sucks.
Well, yeah, I know about it. I got a doctor's appointment later this afternoon.
As do I.
That I didn't realize. Not that I kind of forgot that I had is the best way that I could put it.
Sure. Happens.
Little cardiologist follow-up checkup appointment. So there's that.
You doing your walk, so you're good.
All is well. All is well. I feel good. Looking better. It's all good. But Francis Tiafo, did he get bounced or what?
He was mounting a comeback, but it appears that
he did.
He did falter.
Lost in straight sets. 6-2, 6-1, 6-4. Lost 7-5 and then 6-2. So still the 15th ranked player in the world. So that's good.
Yeah.
Shout out our guy Francis Tiafo. Big foe, as we like to call him. Want to get to Ben Solak's list. I've been teasing it all show long. Benjamin Solak of ESPN had some I want to properly like aggregate this thing and let you all pick up exactly what the hell he's putting down. He listed 100 days to the 2025 NFL season, things to know, comma, predictions. Now, they're broken up in a bunch of different sectors. He has 10 names to know. No commander was listed there. He had 9 interesting schedule features. Shocking. Washington not in there either. 11 jobs with question marks. That one piqued my interest, but Washington's competitions and position battles not on there. 14 intrusive thoughts is where the Commanders made their debut on this list. He says the Commanders' best pass rusher right now is Frankie Louvu, which is a little weird because he's an off-ball linebacker. The actual defensive ends are Dorrance Armstrong, Jacob Martin, Cleland Farrell, and Dietrich Wise Jr. He just conveniently omitted Javonte Jean-Baptiste. But I don't love that, is what he says, for a presumed Super Bowl hopeful. So there's two parts to break down in that. One, We're respected. We are as respected. Oh, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. We're as respected as anybody. We are considered a Super Bowl hopeful, as we should be. But to Ben Solak's point, yeah, it doesn't look like the defensive end depth chart of a championship team. I will say that. But I do think, as we saw last year, did this wide receiver depth chart look like one that was going to go to the conference title game? Probably not. Did this secondary look like a name that was the secondary filled with household names that would lead you to the conference finals last year? No. So I don't subscribe to the notion that just because the names aren't household, that you can't get good production out of them. And he actually was wrong when listing Washington's best pass rusher. Washington's best pass rusher last year and their leader in pressures was actually Dorrance Armstrong. And he is who I think is going to have a massive year for the Washington Commanders. When I say massive, double-digit sacks? Like, that's the type of energy I get from him. But there is the Commanders popping up for the first time on this list. The other place that they pop up is actually really, 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 really interesting. So, Ben Solak, in this next category, says six key numbers, stat edition. And he gives a good corny barb. It's like next Ben stats. Instead of next gen stats, next Ben stats, because his name is Ben. 87% is the Commander's number that he puts in. That was the Commander's fourth down conversion rate last year. They converted on 87% of fourth downs. They were 20 of 23. It was the best fourth down season in history. And by total added EPA, it was the most impactful fourth down season this century. 23.7% of the Commander's total points came on drives that included a successful fourth down conversion. That's the fifth highest number this century. So those fourth down numbers for Washington were amazing. Another statistic that kind of shows just how good they were offensively last year, this is from our guy Warren Sharp. They had the fewest percentage of drives that ended in a punt or a turnover because they never punted and they didn't turn it over.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels was up there with I think it was Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Uh-huh. He surpassed them. For and percentage of drives that ended in either a turnover or a punt. And that was through like the first four games. And that's when I realized, oh, he's being talked about with the GOATs.
The GOATs, the real GOATs, man. And I'm still like, oh, shucks. And I'm not married. I don't have a fiance or anything like that. But like, this is what it probably feels like when you find like your partner for life. When you find your wife, when you find your husband out there to our female listening audience, I just look at this guy and go, oh, shucks, don't I love you, kid? I mean, aren't you just the best thing that's ever happened to me?
It's, you think about the future, like you start planning long term.
You know?
Like, I do like this analogy.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it feels. It feels like when you find your significant other, and I know we've been here before.
We sure have.
I thought about Bob. I thought I was putting the ring on Bob. I thought Bob, you know, cheated on and screwed us over. And then, boom, drop in innocent Kirk Cousins to be our quarterback of the future. You know what I'm saying? I actually just got to stop. In today's day and age, you know what they call me and us young Commander fans who latch on to every quarterback we sign? We are quarterback thoughts. That's what we are. We are Commander quarterback groupies. Carson Wentz, I fell in love with. Sam Howell, I fell in love with.
Same.
I was the leader of the Heinicke Hive.
I was going to say, you skipped over a name there that was super important.
I mean, Taylor's rubbed me the wrong way with some of his political stances.
Well, listen, Fork Founding Kitchen.
Yeah.
You know?
Oof. That's dangerous. So that goes on to say those numbers are significant for next year because they scream, and he wrote this in italics, regression. While it's reasonable to expect the Commanders to continue going for it on fourth down and converting at a decent rate, turning just five conversions into failures would have a huge impact on their win column. I can honestly say I'm excited for the 2025 season because I want to see how Washington performs on fourth down.
Do you remember the pre-draft process?
Mm-hmm.
And people would throw all these numbers out here that screamed that these quarterbacks weren't going to be anything in the NFL. Do you remember the one big one that people were talking about all pre-draft?
With Jayton?
Yeah.
The sack percentage.
Pressure to sack ratio. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like this kind of falls in the same vein.
Yeah. And Solak puts in parentheses, rather, that he expects them to continue. Why can't I talk?
It's hard.
He expects them to continue to convert at a decent rate because they have an excellent rushing quarterback.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Ravens have Lamar. They haven't done this. I think Washington...
Bills have Josh Allen. They haven't done this.
It's like a fast break offense that they're running.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they go for it on fourth down. They get up to the line of scrimmage and snap the ball quick as hell. What did I call it? Exotic smash mouth football? That's what it is. And I wonder, just like Ben, how sustainable it is. I wonder, just like Ben, how sustainable it actually is. So, here's what I want to ask you all at 301-230-0980. What is more sustainable for next year? Washington's fourth down success or their success on the ground running the football? Because for as much dialogue and commentary as we've had about Washington's running back room and their run game and so on and so forth, in terms of rushing offenses, the Commanders were third in the National Football League in yards per game a year ago. The Commanders were fourth in the National Football League in terms of rush yards per play. In terms of rush yards of rush plays of 10 or more yards, they were seventh in the National Football League. Their rushing EPA was number one. They had the number one rush EPA in football last year. Yet we talk about their run game like it needs a shot in the arm. It's because it fell off down the stretch last year. So what's more sustainable? Washington's rushing numbers from a season ago or Washington's fourth down numbers from a season ago? I think, honestly, I think the fourth down numbers are more sustainable. Their running game to me is a question mark. And Tay Wilson says, hopefully the running game keeps us out of those fourth downs. We Laramie Tunsil scares me. Because if Laramie Tunsil is going to consistently have us in first and 15, my patience level with him will not be very high. It just won't be. 301-230-0980. Do I need to break this down a little bit further? Washington's fourth down numbers last year were historic. Quite literally, they were historic. They had the best fourth down conversion rate ever. They were 20 of 23 on fourth down last year. Converted that at an 87% clip. Another number that we gave you via our guy, Warren Sharp. They were number one in the NFL in terms of the percent of drives that ended in a punt or a turnover. Just 38% of their drives ended in a punt or a turnover. What's more sustainable? Those offensive numbers that I just gave you or Washington being a top five rushing offense next year? 301-230-0980 is the number. D-Dove in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, babe?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. Hey, listen, man. Everybody seems to forget. In the beginning, when our offensive line wasn't hurt, B-Rob was macking folks, man.
He was.
And on top of that, after the offensive line got hurt, when they gave him the ball, it was two people on the other team in the backfield. Come on, man.
I agree.
And this guy right here, I don't care if you get him in the backfield, he's falling forward. And every time he got tackled, it was 2 yards or more that he got just by going forward, and they all over him. The running back room is great. Man, if we get us a helmet buster on the end, I got us in the Super Bowl. Because Jaden Daniels put fear in every linebacker, every lineman, because they got to put their eyes on him. And our offensive line, they did the right thing.
Yeah.
Posted up that offensive line. And, man, we got Samuels. All I can tell y'all, I've been a Skin fan since I've been born, since I knew about him.
How old are you? How old are you, D-Dub?
I'm 70 years old.
Repping it hard. I dig it.
You're repping it hard. That's right.
I dig it.
Got the blessing of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
indeed. My mama's 96 years old, and I kiss her every morning because that's all blessed in, too.
Man, God bless you, Lord, man. That's amazing.
Yeah, man. You have a great day, Linnell.
Hey, you have a great day, too, D-Dub. One of my absolute faves calling and chiming in. That's all right, man. And I know I always talk about how I'm the youngest in charge. It's just my moniker. It's what's gotten me to be able to work 17 days in a row. It's all part of it. But I never take for granted, like, you all are real people out there. And I used to be one of you calling into the stations and being that guy. So it's always cool to be on the other side of it. Someone's cutting onions in here. I'm getting emotional. Because this is awesome, man. I'm sitting back and thinking, I'm actually sad that there are only 15 minutes left to go on the show. I'm sad that we have to unleash that caged animal and allow him to spew his ridiculous takes for the next 3 hours. I'm sad we have to do it. But we do have to do it. And before we do that, our guy Mad Max is going to get you up to speed with a trending alert when we come back. Going to play some of the best of the inside the NBA on TNT to wrap up the show.
All right, not a lot going around in the world of sports, but the Orlando Magic are going with a nostalgic rebrand. They are returning to their classic pinstripe uniform, and might I say, it looks mighty fine. The Nats, they get back home tonight. They'll take on the Chicago Cubs following a West Coast road trip where they went 5-4. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave. We'll start at 6:15 on 106.7 The Fam. The Yankees, their closer Luke Weaver is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a hamstring injury. Devin Williams is expected to take the closing role in his absence. The Stanley Cup Final gets underway tomorrow. The Panthers will take on the Edmonton Oilers north of the border. That'll be tomorrow night at 8 on TNT. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1, and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that's what's trending.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.